Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend. The last line of the gospel you heard just a moment ago is a line that I remember from years before I even became a priest or thought about going to the seminary or anything like that. I remember a priest preaching on this gospel, and he said it frightens him to hear that. Will faith be such a rare thing when Jesus returns? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find faith in your heart when he comes? The parable that we heard tonight about the widow and the unjust judge, it's a little different because usually we don't hear what the meaning of a parable is until after it's already been told. Jesus will tell a parable, then someone will ask him to explain it, and sometimes he has a bit of explaining to do, and sometimes he just leaves it for their own discernment. But tonight he warns us, or Luke, this reading was from the Gospel of Luke, and Luke gives us a little narration on what is the purpose of this parable. And this is Luke's note. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. So to pray always. There's another translation that is without losing heart. How do we know that we have that faith that Jesus is looking for? When the Son of Man, that's how Jesus refers to himself, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? My goal in today's sermon is simple. My hope is one thing, to convey to you and to remind myself that we must persevere in prayer. We must persevere in prayer as an act of our faith. How do we know we have faith? Because we're exercising our faith. We're using our faith. Our faith is compelling us to do something. And one of the things that is compelling us to do is to pray. Now, what is faith? The biblical definition of faith we find in Hebrews chapter 11, and it is this: the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. The assurance of things that are hoped for and the conviction that we are convinced of things that we don't see. That's what faith is. More than that, faith is a gift from God. Like your body is a gift from God. You did not give yourself this gift. But faith is like that muscle in your arm. You didn't give it to yourself, but you have to use it. You have to exercise it for it to grow, for it to be healthy. And so faith is this conviction of something that we don't see. We persevere in our prayer, even though we may not see immediate results, right? How important is it for us to persevere? Your salvation depends on it. Quoting from the Gospel of Mark, "The one who perseveres to the end will be saved." The one who perseveres to the end will be saved. So this is my goal tonight, to convince you of the necessity to pray and to persevere in praying. Praying in faith, that faith that our Lord will be looking for when he comes again. When you meet him face to face, the faith that he'll be looking for in you. So why do we pray? You know, we don't pray. I'll tell you why we don't pray. We don't pray to inform God of something that he doesn't already know, okay? God already knows. So it's not like we're informing him of something, okay? We don't pray to change God's mind either. We don't pray to change God. We pray to change ourselves, to be transformed by the power and the will of God, by being transformed by exposing ourselves to God in prayer. For certainly to pray is to speak and to listen. Why do we pray? We pray because God is God and we are not. We pray as an act of obedience and humility to Almighty God. We pray in humility to the God who created all. So, quoting a passage of Scripture from Matthew chapter 6, your Heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask Him. So that should free us up. We don't have to impress God with a lot of big words and a lot of details about what it is that we want from Him, because He already knows what we need before we ask Him. Now, here's our problem very often is that we get our wants and our needs confused, and we get them confused greatly. But God knows what we need. He knows what we need. The Bible tells us that the stars in heaven, every single one of them is named by God. Every grain of sand on the seashore and every hair on your head. God has this knowledge of us. So we don't pray to tell God what we need. We pray in obedience. We pray in humility. We pray for the good things that our heart would be open to receive them. Now let's look at that lesson from the gospel for a moment. Now we have a widow in the story. And this widow, what do we know about this widow? One, she has an adversary. She has an enemy, okay? There is somebody that has done injury to her. She could not solve her own problem. That was the other thing that we know about her. She has an adversary. She has a problem that she cannot solve, and that she was persistent. She persists in presenting her need. Now, what do we know about the judge in the story? Now, the widow represents us in the story. And believe it or not, the unjust judge represents God in the story. And the unjust judge, he didn't fear God, he didn't fear any human being. Now, the story is this, though, that even though the judge is unrighteous, still, because of the widow's persistence, he's going to answer her prayer. And Jesus' point in it is this. So if an unjust judge is going to answer the prayer of a widow, how much more will our Heavenly Father, who is the just judge, answer our prayers? But we must do what? We must persevere. We must persist. And what does it mean to have faith again? To be convinced of things that we don't see. And my brothers and sisters, we may never see the fruit of our prayer. Sometimes we will and sometimes we won't, but there's a distinct possibility that we won't. So we quit praying, right? No, that's not. The lesson is that we keep praying. And even in the end, it might be all the way till we meet Jesus Christ when He comes and we see Him face to face. It might be all the way till then that we actually see the fruit and the results of our prayer. So that lesson that we have today to persevere. And why do we persist in our prayers? It purifies our motives. It forces us to confront our own helplessness. It distinguishes deep-seated true needs from fleeting wants. It makes us ready to receive God's answer when we persevere, when we continue. Now, what are you praying for tonight? What are you praying for in your life, in this season of your life? Many different things, I know. Maybe you're praying for a member of your family to come back to church or to come to know Jesus or to have faith at all. Maybe you're praying for a loved one who has a serious illness. Maybe you're praying for victory over some terrible habit that you have. Maybe you're praying for the wisdom to make a big decision and make the right decision. Maybe you're praying for one of your children who has lost their way. Maybe you're praying for a marriage that's on the rocks. Maybe you're praying for a husband or a wife. You're single and you're looking. Maybe you're praying for the right partner. Maybe you're praying for your pastor. Maybe you're praying for your boss. Maybe you're praying for one of your parents or deliverance from some spirit that has you down. Maybe you're praying for the grace to forgive somebody that has really hurt you in life. Maybe you're praying for money to pay your bills or money to be generous to others. Maybe you're praying for the new bishop of the Diocese of Biloxi. Maybe you're praying for the saints to win. Maybe you're praying for relief from physical pain. Maybe you're praying for patience in difficulty and the courage to keep going, the strength just to make it through another day. I don't know. There's a lot of things to pray for, isn't there? A lot of good things to pray for. And we don't always see the fruit of our prayer. We don't always see the results. But because we have faith, because we have conviction in the things that we don't see, we persevere in our faith. And it might be till the end. It might be till we meet our Lord, till he comes seeking that faith in us. Now, it's October. And October in the church is the month of the rosary. And I'm encouraging you, I have one thing to convince you of in this homily, and that is that you need to pray and that you need to persist in prayer. Now I'm going to give you a suggestion of how to pray, okay? Now this is just one way to pray, but it's a good way, okay? One way to pray would be to pray the rosary. Now what is it to pray the rosary? To pray the rosary, some of you are rolling your eyes already saying, no way, Father Mike, that's just too much. I'm a religious nut. I'm going to pray the rosary. Come on. But I am sincere. It will change you and it will change your life and it can change your appreciation of prayer. You pray the rosary every day for a time and make it a part of habit in your life. And so what is it? Is it to just to babble the same words over and over and over again? Is that what it is to pray the rosary? If that's what you think it is, that's not what it is. To pray the rosary is to meditate on the life of Jesus Christ, the life and the deeds of Jesus. Some of the events that we meditate are his birth, his crowning with thorns, his crucifixion, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven, the sending of the Holy Spirit onto the church. These are all different things that we meditate on as we pray the rosary. Now, we have the words of the rosary to pray. The rosary is two different kinds of prayer. It is vocal prayer, where we speak words. And the words that we speak are the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, and the Apostles' Creed. Those are the words that we speak. And they're very familiar to us. Or if you pray the rosary a few times, they will become very familiar to you. And as they become very familiar to you, then they serve as kind of a mantra. You know what a mantra is? It's like something that you say and it relaxes you and your mind can go someplace, and where it's supposed to go is to meditate on those mysteries of Jesus' life. But chances are there's going to be other things that try to get in the way that you're distracted by when you're trying to pray the rosary. And you can identify, hey, what is it that's between me and God? So many of those distractions very often. You can pray about them and ridding your life of them and having a closer relationship with Christ. So to pray the rosary, to learn how to pray the rosary. And I put a bunch of these little pamphlets in the church. And if we run out of them, I'll buy some more. They have nice color pictures in them and scripture passages that tell you what the mysteries are that you're supposed to be meditating on. And then the prayers of the rosary as well. So take one of these and give it a try. You know, how long does it take to pray the rosary? 15 or 20 minutes. So turn off the television. I promise you, you won't miss a thing, okay? You won't miss a thing. Turn it off for 20 minutes. Go to the room, wherever it is that you pray in your house, and I hope you have some chair or some place. Go there and sit down and pray for 20 minutes. Speak to God and say, speak, Lord, I'm listening, and meditate on the life of Jesus and the deeds of Jesus. Maybe you want to pray while you're running. Maybe you want to pray while you're driving for to and from work or school or wherever it is that you go. I'll give you a CD with the rosary on it. You can download it. You can put it on an MP3. You can put it on your phone, whatever you want to do. But learn to pray the rosary. And regardless of which way you pray, pray every day of your life and persevere in prayer. It is frightening to me. It truly is. I look around the world today. This is another passage from sacred scripture. It is impossible to please God without faith. So how is it that we have faith? We receive the gift of faith, and we exercise the gift of faith, and we exercise the gift of faith by our prayer life. And so we must pray. And when the Son of Man, when Jesus comes to you, will he find faith on earth? I pray he does. I pray he finds it at Our Lady of the Gulf Church. I hope, pray he finds it in my heart. And I encourage you to take a rosary, to take a CD, to take a pamphlet, to pray, to persist in prayer, to pray the rosary daily.